Good evening and welcome. I'm excited to introduce to you all the Emmanuel Lutheran College Tour Choir. And as you can see from the back page of your program, our members are from all over the country. Even though our school is located in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, we have our members from all over. We also have members that are it's made up of high school, college, and seminary students. And as you can see from the front cover, our theme for this evening's concert is how Jesus is our shepherd and lamb. And we'll lead you through five different themes: how Jesus is our protecting shepherd, our sacrificial lamb, our guiding shepherd, our risen shepherd, and triumphant lamb. This evening we'd like to open our worship with "O Come, Let Us Worship."
Come, let us worship.
For our next hymn, we invite the congregation to sing along, if we'd like, for all four verses. You'll notice on verse 2, we ask that only the men sing, and on verse 3, only the women sing.
Thank you.
At this time, we invite the children to come forward to join us for a Sunday school celebration.
All the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. over 500 times. Our sinful pride might want to disagree with this. Sheep, why can't we be something cooler, like an elk, or a buffalo, or a rattlesnake? Well, the truth of the matter is that when we compare ourselves to sheep, we might be quite surprised at what we find. You see, sheep lack a sense of direction. They get lost, even in familiar territory. Now, you may have a good sense of physical direction. You may know your way around your hometown, or if I ask you to point the direction of Colorado Springs, or Cheyenne, or Aurora, you might not have to think twice. But how often does our moral compass get twisted? How often do we make decisions that lead us away from God? How often do we go south instead of north? Sheep are easily frightened. Any sort of loud noise or sudden movement will cause sheep to scatter and run for the hills. The presence of any unfamiliar creature or person who isn't their shepherd will cause the same reaction. Sheep are so fearful that they are even afraid of running water. A shepherd needs to guide his sheep to still water in order for them to feel comfortable enough to drink. Today, anxiety and depression rates are at an all-time high. Stresses and uncertainties of life give us all sorts of worry and concern. They cause us to run for the hills. Sheep are oblivious to the consequences of their actions. A shepherd will actually avoid stacking hay bales on top of each other, because if he does, the sheep will eat right through the bale on the bottom, causing the bale on top to fall over on top of the sheep, crushing and suffocating them. We too can fall victim to our actions when our appetite for sin causes us to succumb to our pride, to greed, to lust. We become oblivious, and before we know it, our sins and our guilt begin to suffocate and crush us. Sheep need a shepherd. Without one, they are lost, doomed to suffer from their own foolish decisions, and doomed to die. We need a shepherd. Without one, we are lost. We are doomed to suffer from our own foolish decisions, and we are doomed to die. All blessing, glory, and praise to our God that we do indeed have that shepherd that we so desperately need. We have a shepherd who loves each of us so much that, first of all, he created us. He created this beautiful planet for us to live on, the millions and billions of stars in the night sky for us to marvel at. He created everything we know and love on this earth, and yet he knew that his creation still needed one of you. Not only did he create each and every one of us, but he richly sustains us in all of our needs, giving us food, drink, house and home, air to breathe, a planet to live on that's perfectly distanced from the sun so that we don't freeze to death or burn up in little balls of fire. As a shepherd leads his sheep to fields of plentiful grass to feed on, our good shepherd gives us everything we need to survive. And not only does he sustain all of our earthly needs, he gave us the one thing that we cannot live without. Our shepherd became one of the sheep. Except, he wasn't easily frightened because he elevated the will of his father above his own. He did not suffer from his own foolish decisions because he never made it, but rather he suffered for our foolish decisions. And like all sheep, he was doomed to die, but not because he deserved it in any way, but because we deserved it completely, and he became the sacrificial lamb to die in our place. Our good shepherd gave up his life for his sheep, so that his sheep can live forever with him. During the warmer months of the year, there are swarms of horrid little flies that love to torment sheep by laying their eggs inside the sheep's nostrils. The eggs then turn into worms. The worms then crawl up and burrow themselves inside the heads of the sheep. This, understandably, will drive the sheep crazy, causing them to beat their own heads against rocks or trees, sometimes to their own death, because they are trying to get peace. In order to prevent this from happening, the shepherd will anoint their heads with oil. This oil forms a barrier of protection that stops the enemy from destroying the sheep. And it is not a one-time application of oil either. It needs to be reapplied over and over throughout the sheep's life. Do you feel like you are being tormented in your mind? Has worry, stress, depression, anxiety invaded your mind and robbed you of your peace? Is it feeling like beating your head against the wall? Ask God for help. Let Him fill you with His Spirit and give you His peace that goes way beyond our understanding. Let your good shepherd anoint you with oil. He has an endless supply. The Bible refers to us as sheep because sheep are not load-bearing creatures. They are not meant to carry any weights, and neither are you. And that is why have a good shepherd who wants to carry all your weight for you. He already carried all your weight to the cross and left it there. So give all your worries, all your troubles, and all your weight to Him. And He will lead you out of the valley of the shadow of death and into the greenest pastures. Amen. There will now be a brief intermission accompanied by a duet.
Thank you.
For our next hymn, we invite the congregation to join us, if you would like, on verses 1 and 4. And on the fourth verse, let's rise.